Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Pádraic Lodges here again. Morning again, Pádraic.
Morning, Gavin. Well, two of Dublin's home games in the Leinster Hurling Championship have been switched to Croke Park. The Leinster Council has agreed to a request from the Dublin County Board to hold their matches against Wexford and Galway at the 82,000 capacity stadium. The Dubs' first home fixture against Westmeath will remain at Parnell Park. Dublin captain Owen O'Donnell said recently he felt their style of play was better suited to the big expanses of Croke Park than the smaller confines of Parnell Park. So we'll see. Obviously, those matches against Wexford and Galway would attract big crowds as well, bigger than what Parnell Park can host. We're just a day away from the first round of the Masters, and yesterday's published tee times saw the Belfast amateur Matt McLean out first of the four Irish in action at 12 minutes past one tomorrow, with Shane Lowry and Seamus Power both out mid-afternoon. Among the late starters in the second last match on the course, just after a quarter to seven, will be Rory McIlroy, playing in his 15th Masters, the one major championship he has yet to win. After his runner-up finish a year ago, he struck a note of considerable optimism about his prospects of completing the career Grand Slam this week when he spoke yesterday in Augusta National to Greg Allen.
You know, I won a little battle within myself last year that final day. I went out and didn't think I had a chance to win, and then when I eagled 13, I thought I had a chance. And, you know, holding that bunker shot at the last, it was just a, I don't know, you know, with from years and years of driving down Magnolia Lane and not seeing the place for another year and being disappointed or what could have been or another year's passed, it didn't feel like that last year. And I think that's where, you know, I have this sort of optimism. And, you know, when you're coming back for your 15th time, you've sort of been through it all and you've tried to do all sorts of different things to get the best out of yourself. So, you know, I've tried to use all this mental trickery before of downplaying it and this and that. And none of it has worked to... Not worked. I mean, I've had great weeks here and I've played well, but you know, I haven't walked away with the win. So, you know, I may as well just try to enjoy myself while I'm here.
Not an awful lot of questions in the last press conference and all these rounds of interviews have been about how well you're playing, because you are playing. I think Data Golf had it down to a T when they said almost every single element of your game is better than it's ever been. How do you feel?
Yeah, I feel the same way. You know, my statistical profile has probably never been as good as it is right now. So, you know, to me, that gives me confidence because I know I don't have to rely on any different aspect of my game to succeed. If, you know, say my driving's a little off, then, you know, I can, you know, rely on my iron play or my short game. Or if my, you know, my short game's a little off, I can rely on my putter or whatever it is. I don't have to have all guns firing all at the same time to get the best out of myself. You know, everything's in a really solid spot, and if I don't quite have something firing on all cylinders, that, you know, I have more than enough in the rest of the game to make up for it.
Just finally, do you ever dare to dream what it would be like to have the green jacket ceremony? Or you don't bat those dreams away?
Not at all. I think I think envisioning those things are important. And I've let myself dream and let myself think about it before I go to sleep at night. And yeah, of course, because I think the more and more you play it over in your mind, the more ready you'll be for it. You know, like that's it's a big part of psychology and you know, envisioning these things. And, you know, a lot of great athletes in over time have done that same thing. And, you know, it's, you got to have dreams and you got to be able to let yourself dream. And I'm certainly letting myself dream this week.
It's Rory McIlroy speaking to Greg Allen. Irish international Evan Ferguson scored with a back heel as Brighton kept their Champions League qualification hopes alive with a 2-0 victory over Bournemouth in the Premier League. The 18-year-old Meathman flicked a low cross into the net to score his fourth goal of the season. Really seems to be established now as the regular goal scorer that Brighton needed, and they clearly will have a task on their hands to keep him at the club, with a lot of interest expected during the summer from other clubs. The standout fixture between Chelsea and Liverpool produced little excitement as it ended 0-0.
About going to either of those clubs. Yeah. I thought they were awful last night.
Yes, it was. I suppose it was predictable when you look at previous results between them. There's been a run of nil-nils, and obviously people who watched the match felt a bit short-changed.
Mid-table mediocrity, really.
Yeah. Leicester's poor run of results continued as they lost 2-1 to Aston Villa, while Leeds United fans will be happy to see their team move out of the relegation zone with a 2-1 win over Nottingham Forest at Elland Road. The Republic of Ireland women's soccer team will not be switching to darker shorts after discussions with senior members of the squad. The Ireland women's rugby team recently made a permanent switch from white shorts to navy to address period concerns. An FAI spokesperson confirmed that the decision was reached after the association consulted senior players and management. 20-year-old Aaron Hill from Cork came through his first round match at the World Snooker Championship qualifiers in Sheffield. Hill will need to win another three best of 19 frame matches to book a place in the main draw for the Crucible. Fellow Corkman Ross Bullman lost 10-6 to Barry Pinches. There was also defeat for Michael Judge. The Ireland men's cricket team were leading Bangladesh by 44 runs at lunch on the second day of the one-off test in Mirpur. And Warwick Racecourse in England is planning to hold another dog-friendly race meeting following the success of the card last month. Racegoers attending the horse racing were allowed to bring their pet dogs as part of the four-legged friend race day. A number of activities were organised, including portraits for the dogs, dental checks and the Pug Gold Cup.